USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The busy shopping weekend continues, and around 115 million Americans are expected to shop. That's according to a forecast from the National Retail Federation. Black Friday will likely be the busiest shopping day of the weekend, followed by Cyber Monday, when almost 64 million people are projected to shop. These shoppers sharing with Fox News a few of the deals they were able to snag.
Microwaves for $20 and air fryers for $40. It's like, hey, I can't beat that.
It would have been $618. I paid $306.
The United States and England tied in their World Cup match 0-0. The United States will need a win against Iran on Tuesday to advance past the group stage. California Congressman Kevin McCarthy is attempting to become Speaker of the House, but Republicans have a very narrow majority in the next Congress, and he can't afford to lose many votes. On Fox News, Texas Republican Congressman Pat Fallon says McCarthy still has the best chance.
He is now our nominee, and I don't want the Democrats to have any say whatsoever in who the next speaker is. We certainly didn't have any say when Nancy Pelosi was elected.
Russia is launching missiles at Ukraine's power grid and energy infrastructure ahead of winter. U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine Bridget Brink criticizes Russia's tactics.
Putin has launched and escalated this war by going after the critical energy infrastructure. What that means is that he is trying to put Ukrainians, millions and millions of Ukrainians, in the cold and dark without water. It's horrific. It's unconscionable.
One of Russia's missiles recently struck a maternity ward in Ukraine, killing a newborn baby. In an abbreviated trading day on Wall Street, the Dow gained 152 points to close at 34,347. USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited-time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Snow removal operations resumed in Buffalo on Friday following the death of a city employee. Crews stopped cleaning up from the recent massive snowstorm Wednesday after the employee was struck by a high lift. The investigation into the tragedy is ongoing. As protests in Iran continue, the United Nations is speaking out.
The United Nations Human Rights Chief Volker Turk on Thursday made a strong appeal to Iranian authorities to stop their unnecessary and disproportionate use of force against protesters in Iran.
Young people need to know that they can peacefully express their opinions without fear of arrest and imprisonment. According to reliable sources, a conservative estimate of the death toll so far stands at over 300.
The Iranian ambassador responds.
But using the common cause of human rights to a tool for political purposes of a specific group of Western countries is appalling and disgraceful.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Georgia Supreme Court on Wednesday temporarily reinstated the state's pro-life law restricting abortions after about 6 weeks of gestation. The one-page order overturned the lower court's decision to block the law, issuing a stay while the state Supreme Court considers an appeal filed by Georgia AG Chris Carr. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.